Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Peppers and some jalapenos with
well, actually, those are peppers too, but jalapenos and sweet peppers and onions and barbecue sauce and some seasoning. You mix it all up in a bowl and make burgers out of it, and everybody was raving. So, hey, that's an easy one to make for me. But, yeah, it was a great party. Got in at 1 a.m. I don't remember coming home, basically, but I woke up this morning at 5:40 because the dogs had to go out. But, shoosh. Anyway, happy Memorial Day weekend. What have you been doing, Brian?
Just hanging out, doing a lot of housework.
Oh, wow.
I was supposed to paint the shed this weekend, but the rain has stopped that.
Yeah, we got that storm off the East Coast, and I guess it's going to rain all night and tomorrow, too. They're talking 4 to 6 inches of rain, I think, up and down the Eastern Seaboard. So, yeah, kind of ruining some Memorial Day plans. Laurie's not here, by the way, in case you guys have noticed. She's in New Jersey. They had a Memorial Day party today with something like 27 people. It was a birthday party, Memorial Day, and I drew the short straw and had to stay home with the dogs. But actually, yesterday was pretty fun, so I didn't do too bad anyway. So, Brian, what have you been up to?
I'm a little annoyed at her because now she's left me alone with you for an hour. Forget the 15 minutes of fame. I don't know what I'm going to do for an hour.
Oh, yeah, speaking of 15 minutes of flame, I forgot about that. 15 minutes of flame, we're supposed to have a guest on tonight, and I'm stupid. I forgot it was a holiday weekend, so trying to get the people lined up for tonight was tough. So I just said, screw it, because Laurie wanted to be here for the next guest anyway. So there is no 15 minutes of flame tonight for those that may be looking for a guest and didn't want to hear Brian and I talk nonstop for an hour, but that will be in 2 weeks. And if you want to be on the 15 minutes flame, if you're in the food business or think you should be in the food business, or if you eat, I guess you can contact me, and we're going to do 15 minutes of flame of interviews of whoever you are, like we used to years ago, but just not quite as many guests on one show. So anyway, I was going to ask you, Brian, you sent me a text, which I didn't have any contact with the civilized world yesterday, but you sent me a text. What are these things that you send to me? It was French's fried jalapenos?
You know French's makes those French fried onions, you know,
right.
the crispy onions. Well, a couple of weeks ago in Costco, I'm shopping and I see this French's, you know, crispy jalapenos. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to try these things. And they are so up your alley.
Really? What they do, deep fried?
You
know,
they're fried, you know, like breaded, you know, sort of, I guess, dusted with flour or whatever, just like the French fried onions are.
Okay.
They're fried jalapeno. I call them jalapeno chips. You know, they're just like sliced jalapenos and they're fried. And, you know, I put them on my salads. I put them, you know, I top vegetables with them. I love them. And you don't have to have a lot of them. So they're not like, you know, going to kill you calories or carbohydrates or any of that crap. And you don't eat a lot because they're spicy. But you would absolutely love them. Put those on your pork burgers next time.
I got to check that out because I've never heard of them until I saw your text. And I'm like, what the heck are those things? So it's like just the crumbled up fried, just like the onions, but it's made out of jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And they are so good. So now French's needs to send us a lot of them for free because we just gave them a free ad on the air.
There you go. Hey, that's right. I'll send them a copy
of the
show.
So if you're listening
to
French's.
Yeah, I bet they are. They're right now. I guarantee you. They're running through the phone now. Let's wait and see. Let's see if the switchboard lights up from French's. No, not yet.
15 minutes of flame. We want French's right now.
All right. Well, the reason we are here, because every 2 weeks we bring you up to date on food news commentary from around the globe. And I've got some very interesting stories today. Man, it took me, with the hangover and having to go through, do all this research, boy, oh boy, what a morning. But anyway, I found some really cool stories and got it all here in front of me. So first of all, we have to have, of course, our food news intro music because it wouldn't be food news otherwise. Okay.
And now it is brilliant.
Do that again. I think that's cool. Do that again.
Are you going to play the music or you just want to do
it? I'm actually. Oh, wait a minute. No, it won't work again for some reason. I like that. We have to add that in somehow in our intro, that little voice of yours.
we can do it.
Yeah, for some reason, when I played it, now the damn thing won't work anymore. Oh, well, so much for that. Okay, here we go. Now, we're going to do this a little bit different tonight, Brian, because I'm not going to sit here and just read and read and read, because I want your input on this stuff. Believe it or not, because I don't want to hear myself talk, plus my head hurts. So, remember when we talked about the $15 an hour for labor going up and how all the robots were coming into all the fast food restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
I guess a few weeks ago. Well, I love this story. McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook talking about doing this proper PR. He said they will not be laying off any people and replacing them with robots because their new focus is improved customer service. It's the key reason for McDonald's recent turnaround, and higher pay and technological advances are more likely to result in workers being shifted to the dining room and more service-oriented roles.
And here I thought you were going to tell me that they were going to pay the robots $15 an hour and give the humans only $7.
Yeah, he's just spinning this. I guarantee you they're going to end up getting rid of some people, but not what the CEO says right now. They're just going to shift them around. Yeah, right. Okay. Have you ever heard of Hy-Vee supermarkets? They're up in Minneapolis.
No.
Well, Hy-Vee's got like 200 stores. They're up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul area. And actually, they're a customer of mine. But I thought this was kind of cool. They're starting a new Hy-Vee convenience store concept in Minneapolis. The store is described as a mini supermarket with gasoline and will be between 10,000 and 15,000 square feet. The concept will have more groceries and prepared foods than a typical convenience store. So they're going to have like a miniature grocery store, sort of like a Wawa, I guess, but more supermarket oriented. Is anybody else doing that? You know, I live in a town, so maybe somebody else
is. This is a new concept. Every grocery store now, almost every grocery store now sells gas. So where is
no,
the same concept?
When have you seen a food line gas station?
Walmart does. Martin's does. I mean, not every store has it, but this is not a new concept.
Well, it must be for them and me.
Okay. Well, I guess it's a little too cold in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so
maybe
things don't work. You know, they realize, they think that something's new after their brain thaws out from the winter.
Yeah, that's what they say. But in Minneapolis, up that way, it's like they have 1 month of summer, then it's winter again. That's about it. All right.
Oh, but you know what?
What?
Just as a side note, I actually worked on a Broadway show in Minneapolis, and it's amazing because you can go from like 2 miles away and walk through this whole network of corridors and through like a second story mall that covers all this area from one end of the city all the way to the other end of the downtown area. So you
really
can like get into your heated garage in your car, drive, park your car in a garage, go to your office building, and then walk everywhere and never go out in the cold.
Well, they have to do that, otherwise they freeze to death.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's amazing. You know, it makes sense, the reason why they designed it. So I think I thought it was pretty cool. I was there in the summertime, but, you know, I thought it was pretty cool.
I think I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you shop at dollar stores?
Well, you bet I do.
Do you? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
why not?
There you go.
I mean, dollar stores, Big Lots. I was just at Big Lots less than an hour ago.
Well, good for you. American shoppers are continuing to frequent dollar stores, with both Dollar General and Dollar Tree reporting sales growth and higher traffic during the latest quarter. Dollar General, I don't like Dollar General, but Dollar General will focus on expanding its selection of perishable foods, while Dollar Tree, which I do like, is expanding its frozen and refrigerated selection by installing freezers and coolers in about 400 stores. I have seen those. And it's amazing.
Yeah,
the food you get for a buck.
I know. That's what I can't understand, is where they find this stuff. I mean, I haven't taken the packages out and looked at the expiration dates, but I can't figure out how they're selling all this stuff for a dollar.
Well, they do it, and people are shopping there, so good for them. All right, Costco.
Yeah.
You don't have Costco there, do you?
Yeah, that's where I got my French's fried jalapeno.
Oh, that where it was? Okay. Well, get this. Costco, their member sign-ups have increased 15% in the first quarter. And membership renewal rates in the U.S. have topped 90%, as people renewing their membership, and has reached 88% worldwide, with a total membership of 46.9 million households. Now, we don't have Costco here. We have a Sam's Club about an hour away. I'm surprised. I didn't know you had Costco's over there in Virginia, but everybody is shopping at Costco because there is good bargains there. Of course, you've got to buy, like, if you buy meat, you got to buy, like, 25 pounds at a time, but it is.
No, well, you know what? I don't buy meat. Well, I buy some meat at Costco. I buy, like, a whole pork tenderloin, and then I butcher it into pork chops. You know, I'll do that. If I buy the chicken, it's prepackaged. I have to unpackage it and repackage it in smaller portions for us. You know, I don't necessarily buy, like, you know, a 5-inch thick London broil from Costco, because you cut it up and then you're cooking it the wrong way, and you're eating it, you know, you're cutting it against the grain, and it's like useless to try to cut the meat up. Because it's so thick.
I used to buy all that stuff at Costco and Sam's Club, but I like buying smaller. I'm like you can buy the smaller portions now because it's easier to handle, and I don't know, there's something about buying so much of it. You end up freezing it, and then when you freeze it, it's not as good as it was if you bought it fresh. So anyway,
yeah.
Lots of people are going to Costco. Now, this is interesting. We've talked about all the benefits of chocolate. Gosh, for the last probably three shows, I mean, it has all these benefits. But I was surprised by this news story. It says the Hershey Company is aiming to generate $2 billion in sales from snacks because their chocolate consumption business is declining. Why in the heck would that be going on? I thought people were eating more chocolate.
Well, but maybe Hershey's declining because people are trending to something else.
Maybe. Well, here's what they're doing. Of course, they've been buying companies left and right, but a quarter of that revenue is expected to come from jerky products and other meat products. Hershey is also rolling out snack bars with, how do you say this, Barry? A-C-A-I. Akaya? How do you say that?
I always called it Akiberry, but I may be wrong. I may be wrong.
I don't know, but they're going to become. What is it, Akiberry? Where do you find Akiberries?
Shall I get the crack research to
yeah,
look
get
it up
crack,
while we're talking?
Yes, get the research team on that while I'm talking. Okay, and they're also going to be selling trail mixes, and which will include Reese's peanut butter cups, jalapeno almonds, and pumpkin seeds coated in protein. So they're going after all this new snack food because chocolate's not selling. Okay. Here's something interesting. I don't know how they come up with these results, but eating fruit during pregnancy. So, Brian, if you're pregnant, listen up. Eating fruit during pregnancy may improve a child's early cognitive development, according to a study in EBO Medicine. Researchers found mothers who ate 6 or 7 servings of fruit, that's a lot of fruit, or fruit juice daily during pregnancy had infants that placed 6 to 7 points higher on the traditional IQ scale when they were 1 year old. That's a lot of fruit, though. And only 6 points on the IQ scale. Is that even measurable?
I don't know. maybe me for some.
Did you find out about the Ekaya berries while I was doing that one?
Yes, it's from South and Central America.
Okay. What's the benefit of it?
Would you like me to read something? Okay. Ekaya is an indigenous berry commonly found in the rainforests of the Amazon. This antioxidant-rich fruit has been heralded for centuries as a healing, immune-stimulating, energy-boosting fruit.
Well, there you
Research
go.
Research has shown that this antioxidant-rich berry may be able to fight the health problems associated with oxidative damage, not to mention many other health benefits. So I guess when your brain is fried and it's basically oxidized,
well,
you eat some of these berries.
Right now with this hangover, I could use some, what have you said, ackee berries. Okay, moving along here. Remember we talked about the sodium warnings in New York City back about 2 months ago?
Yeah.
And then they filed a lawsuit and said people were trying to stop people, or restaurants didn't want to post all the sodium content. Anyway, long story short, the New York Appeals Court ruled against the restaurant. The city will begin enforcing regulations on June the 6th, and the rule requires chain restaurants to post all sodium information and warnings on all their menu items. So there you go.
What? Can I just say, stop putting so much damn salt in everything?
Well, I've got a story about that in a minute that'll blow your mind, but
yeah.
Let me go through.
I mean, look, I do go to Costco, okay, and you know that they do the free, you know, demos, and they give out, you know, free samples of stuff.
Right.
And I'll taste a few things, and I'm like, everything's got so much freaking salt in it. How do you taste the food?
Well, since you brought it up, I talked about this in our little intro on Facebook. You know, you can have too low of salt, and it can cause risk of heart disease, too. A diet too low in salt may increase the risk of heart disease. According to a study in the Lancet, whatever that is, researchers found a diet with less than 3,000 milligrams of daily salt intake caused a 26% rise in risk of heart attacks. However, the American Heart Association claimed the study relies on incorrect estimates of sodium intake. So here we go. Too much salt, not enough salt. How the heck are we supposed to know?
How many people actually underdo salt?
I don't use, salt isn't just about everything you buy, so who knows what I'm actually eating. I don't add salt to anything I cook usually.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got salt in the bacon. You've got salt in the sausage that you use. You know, you got salt in every product that you use. So, you know, it's almost impossible to underdo salt. I don't use a lot of salt either. But, you know, still things are, you know, just become so salty.
Speaking of salt, I had salt in my wine yesterday. We were coming back from the little deal out there on the wharf, and we were hitting high waves, and it was splashing out at the front of the boat. The salt water was splashing into my wine.
That's the original sea breeze drink.
There you go. All right, now, potatoes. I got another story about potatoes, too, but I want to read this first about russet potatoes. Do you eat a lot of potatoes, Brian?
Not anymore. I eat probably more sweet potatoes because they're better as far as carbs are concerned than regular potatoes.
Right. Well,
but I used to eat a lot of potatoes. I was a potato addict.
Well, I like potatoes, and we like those yellow potatoes, the golden potatoes, and I'll wrap I wrap them in bacon and bake them, and, you know, you put the butter and everything else on them. But what's interesting is they've been making a big push in other types of potatoes, red, gold, and white potatoes, so much so that in California, there are no russet potatoes being grown anymore. It's a 20-year trend of decline culminating into a zero acreages in 2016 being planted in California. Growers have shifted to red, gold and white potatoes and are finding strong consumer demand for these products. And I do like the gold ones. The red ones, I get tired of red potatoes, but the gold and yellow ones, I like those.
You ever get the little purple potatoes? I love those.
Those are good. But you want to hear the bad news?
Yeah.
About potatoes? Consuming potatoes may raise to it. Now, I don't know if it's because if you wrap them in bacon, put butter on them, but it's according to this, there's a study in the British Medical Journal. Researchers found eating 4 or more servings of potatoes weekly caused an 11% increased risk for high blood pressure for baked, boiled, or mashed potatoes, and a 17% increased risk for fried potatoes like French fries.
But that's because they put so much salt on them.
Maybe you're right. According to the study, though, it's just the potatoes.
And butter.
And the British Medical Journal, they must know. All right, let me go back here. We talked about potatoes. Seafood. Now, seafood's something that I don't eat enough of, and I should eat more. And it seems like it's something about seafood, even though it's available all year round, it's something about not. I don't like to eat it until it's like spring or summer. But anyway, the commercial seafood industry produced, you know how I like numbers, $153 billion in sales, including imports, and $42 billion in income, and $64 billion in value-added products, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I just find that amazing, that much money goes into selling seafood, and it's supposed to be good for you. Of course, salmon now. Have you seen the salmon prices because of what, all the salmon that are dying from the diseases? It's like $6.50, $7.50 a pound.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know, when I can find salmon, like a flash frozen on sale, like at my Kroger's or any grocery store, and there are two or three pieces in the package, and I can find it for like $7.99, $6.99, I just buy it up, you know, and pop it in the freezer, and I have it for when I want it, because, you know, fresh fish is really, really way, way out of line. Interesting thing about that, I meant to actually direct some of the pictures to you, and I think I may have tagged you on a couple of them at the market, with the market that I was in Cleveland, you know, all the bacon that they had, but we walked past a couple of like fish purveyors, and I could not believe the prices of fish. Now, granted, Cleveland's inland, but they get all of their sources through the Great Lakes. But I could not believe the prices on fish.
You mean high or low? Cheap?
High.
Oh, high.
Way, way out of bounds. A lot higher than you know, what I would get in Richmond.
I guess, well, you're right. They would have fish in the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
Well, I mean,
I got to interrupt you on that story, because this is something more interesting to me other than the fish. Tell the people about all that bacon. You took photographs of, was this in the same farmer's market thing you were in with all the different flavored bacon?
Yeah, it was you know, one of those classic, open markets with a lot of, you know, different shops, you know, inside the market. So you're asking me what about the bacon?
Yeah, I mean, there was like tons and tons of all different flavored bacons. You had pictures that you had on Facebook that were amazing. I mean, you know, bacons I've never even heard of, but flavored bacon has become a big business, and I was just amazed at all the different styles and types that were there at that market.
Oh, and that wasn't the half of it. I only posted a couple of pictures, but I couldn't believe the amount of bacon. And Cleveland's a big pork town. I couldn't believe the amount of bacon. And I guess, you know, you can cure it or smoke it with any kind of infused flavor. But the weird ones were like the Christmas ale bacon.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay. So do we know what Christmas ale tastes like? And then can we pick it out in the bacon?
Oh my God, I would have gone nuts in that place. I would have come back with probably 50 pounds of bacon.
I would have had to take a gun and like shoot you in the kneecaps to knock you down so you couldn't reach the counter.
Now, where was this place located? In case I'm ever in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, yeah, in a part called Ohio Town. It was kind of a little bit like, you know, Greenwich Village in New York or Soho. Lots of really cool restaurants and you know, and breweries and all kinds of stuff, and then this market that looked like it was an old, you know, an old train station, you know, that kind of a setup. Really, really, really fun market.
Yeah,
you know?
it looked like Christmas morning with those photographs for me with all that bacon. All right, let's get back to the news. Organic products. This does not surprise me. According to the USDA, researchers found that organic price premiums were more than 20% versus non-organic prices on 16 out of 17 food studies. Only organic spinach, canned beans, and coffee demonstrated a steady decrease in price premiums during that period. Do you eat a lot of organic, Ryan? We don't. I mean, some we do occasionally just because it's on sale because it's going bad, but do you eat a lot of organic?
But that's the same thing with me. Look, as long as I'm buying fresh things as often as I can,
yeah.
You know, it really doesn't matter to me. I would sooner, if the local farmer was not certified organic, support the local farmer and pay whatever he asked for the, you know, the three tomatoes, rather than buying the organic ones that were the same price.
That, I agree.
You know, that warrant from the local farmer. But,
I
you
agree.
Know, I mean, look, I don't see the big difference in opposed to the non-organic. And honestly, because I'm in the wine industry and I understand all about the money and why it's so expensive, you pay the minister or the rabbi to bless the fields, and
right.
Now you're organic. Well, the minister and the rabbi, okay, you know, thank you, I'll take $500,000, and now you're certified. So many people farm organically anyway when they're small producers. They don't use pesticides and all that stuff. You know, they control their, you know, their bugs with more natural methods. So why do I need to pay for something that has the USDA organic certification on it when I know that farmer paid through the nose every year just to stay a member of the USDA certification?
But it's because it's a cool thing to do. You got to be cool, Brian. You got to go out and buy organic like everybody else. Who knows? All right. Changing again here. All right. Well, first of all, when's the last time you've been, before you became Mr. Healthy Living, when's the last time you've been at an Arby's?
Arby's? Oh, God. I stopped going to Arby's a long time ago.
Well, me too.
Every once in a while, and there was another case. You know, I used to think that some of their new sandwiches were interesting, but
right.
Every one of them was way overpriced, and so I couldn't, you know, it's like I needed 3 gallons of tea or soda or whatever I was drinking at the time to get the salt out of my mouth, and I wasn't even concerning myself with the salt then.
Well, Arby's is looking into opening smaller urban locations to help fuel domestic growth. The company is considering selling breakfast to offset the high cost of rent in some of the cities, and may test selling beer and wine at some of their stores. Oh boy. Openings in New York and Los Angeles are already in the works to sell beer and wine. I went to Arby's. Laurie and I decided to go to Arby's because, you know, they were promoting this. There was some kind of promotion about, I don't know, better beef or something. I forget what it was, but I said, let's go try Arby's. I've been in Arby's in like years, and I'll never go back again for years. I don't, that place, there's something about it doesn't turn me on. But listen to this. They're also opening up 25, this cracks me up, 25 Arby's in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. I don't know why. That just doesn't sound right. But over the next 7 years, the restaurants will sell chicken and will substitute beef for pork in the bacon products. I just don't see Arby's for some in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. Is there a demand for that there?
I guess so. You're asking me? Well, maybe all the U.S. military that's probably out there that has to have
that's true.
Fast food.
There you go. Maybe that's what it is. Okay. Did you know that the Smucker Company owns Folgers Coffee and Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, gee, that kind of makes sense to me.
Well, they do, and they're lowering their prices on those products by an average of 6% on their Folgers Coffee and Dunkin' Donuts. I did not know they own those two brands. Now,
I wonder if Dunkin' Donuts coffee is actually Folgers.
Probably. Duh.
You know I hate Folgers coffee, and I know you love it.
Don't go to Dunkin' Donuts then. Okay, now we talked about the salt. I'll skip that story because that was depressing. Okay, speaking of coffee, coffee shops are seeing an increased demand for high-end iced coffees. Now, I've had the ones that my favorite place, McCaramel, in it, and I like those. They give you like a caffeine like jolt in the afternoon, but I don't know. I just don't. I guess it must be happening. I'm living in my cave, but the many are saying that they're serving more and more cold coffees. Coffee makers are also making a push to get more premium, low-calorie, and low-sugar cold brews and lattes on the grocery store shelves. International Euromonitor expects the U.S. ready-to-drink coffee market will reach nearly $3.6 billion by 2020. There's something about cold coffee. My question. You mix a pot of coffee and you pour yourself a cup of coffee and then you leave it sitting on the counter on your desk for 20, 30 minutes. It's not good that way. So why do people like to put ice in it? If it's not good when it's sitting on your desk and goes cold, I don't get it why people want cold coffee.
Well, I see. There are a lot of people that make coffee. They make a pot of coffee. And they don't drink the whole pot, so they store it and they put it in the refrigerator. I happen to love iced coffee, but I cannot stand these coffee drinks that they make at these coffee bars. Okay, so we're complaining about everything having too much salt. Well, conversely, then everything has too much sugar to counter all the damn salt that we have. You know, it's like everything's so goddamn sweet. When I make iced coffee, I make it I go hang out with some friends at 7-Eleven, and I get coffee in the morning, you know, with some buddies. And
right.
When the weather gets hot, I'll make iced coffee.
Do you really?
And I make it from the fresh coffee. I get one of their big gulp cups, and I start with a little coffee and a little milk, and then I put ice in, and then I put more coffee in, and I make fresh iced coffee. That's the best to me.
Well, I guess
no
you're one of those
flavors,
people they're going
no
for.
Junk, you know. But I do like iced coffee in the summertime.
Well, you and about a gazillion other people must be doing it. I don't like it, but there's a whole market for it, so I guess.
Well, that's because they like the trendy drinks that Starbucks and all these other places make, including McDonald's.
Okay, this is good news. The cost for beef will drop up to 2% in 2016, with ground beef prices hitting the lowest level in 2 years, according to projections from the USDA. Production is expected to rise for the first time since 2010 as bumper grain crops reduce costs to feed animals and cattle ranchers are expanding their herds. So your burger is going to get cheaper, which means McDonald's will make more money and Wendy's. So buy stock in McDonald's because they're going to start making more money. See how my mind
You know what they're going to do?
What?
They're going to make the burger ever so slightly smaller. You won't know the difference.
You know, speaking of that, I'm glad you said that. Have you seen crackers lately? Ritz and Premium Saltines, those guys have got a gambit going on together. This afternoon I got the saltines with some cheese, and I open up the pack, and they're not as big as they used to be. The squares have gotten smaller. I mean, I look like when I was eating it, I felt like Shrek eating crackers. They were like little tiny crackers now.
Well, I'm sorry. You opened yourself up to that one. You are Shrek eating anything.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna find some old boxes of saltines, and I'm gonna measure it because I'm telling you that the squares are smaller. And Ritz looks like the Ritz crackers are the same circle size, but their packages are not as tall, so you're not getting as many in those little sleeves. You're not getting as many crackers. So when you go pay $2.50 for a box, they're jipping us. I'm gonna have to do a study. I'm gonna get back to everybody on this.
Yeah, but
I gotta find old.
You gotta look at the weight. It's all packaged by weight.
I know, but it's something that the way they designed it, they make it look like you're getting the same thing. You're not.
But you know what you should do? Because actually, I don't buy the premium saltine. I buy the store brand of saltines, whatever they are. You should look at the Nabisco, or is it Nabisco that makes premium saltines?
Yeah, I think it's Nabisco, yeah.
Yeah. You should look at their box and then compare it to the Walmart brand or, one of the other brands and see if the box looks smaller.
Well, I'm going to check into that because I'm
telling
you they're jipping us.
Well, check the weights. Remember when you used to get an actual half gallon of ice cream?
Yeah.
And now it's got how many ounces?
Well, they're selling bacon now.
It's like close to a quart now.
Have you seen the bacon?
More air in the ice cream.
The bacon's 14 and 15 ounces, not 16 ounces, by the way. Pay attention to that because the package looks exactly the same, but they're only putting 14 or 15 ounces in there. Two out of there, and you think you're getting the same thing for the same price?
Well, I buy bacon by the weight at my Kroger. They have Wright brand bacon loose, so I can buy it by the weight, and so it's good. It's $4.99 a pound. They buy it in bulk. They buy like a big bulk price, already cut, and then they sell it for $4.99 a pound. Which is
now
better than Wright brand is really good bacon.
My moving along here, my two favorite stories of the night, because what is my favorite topic? Brian?
Here we go.
All right. First of all, I love the Canadians when it comes to GMO. Canadian health officials approved GMO salmon as safe to eat, clearing way for it to be sold in their country. The salmon developed by a company called Aqua Bounty Technologies was found to be safe and nutritious as conventional salmon for both food and livestock feed. Okay? But then it gets better, Brian. This is like the most amazing story of the evening. You ever heard of the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine?
Yeah, I sent you the article.
Yeah, fairly big group. Oh, you did send me this article, didn't you? Fairly big group. Well, guess what? GMO foods pose no apparent risk to human health, according to a study by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. Researchers found no link between consumption of GMO crops and the risk of developing a variety of diseases, and concluded that there is, quote, let me quote this very clearly, no justification for labeling the food for food safety purposes. Thank you very much. But, people still are not going to listen. They're not going to listen to the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. You watch. Okay, I'm done.
Whatever. Whatever.
All right.
They're not listening to you anymore either.
That's true, they're not. All right, we got to go on. Man, we only got 14 minutes. Here we go. Burger King customers can now place orders through Facebook Messenger. The service lets users to order from a set menu and shows nearby locations where it can be picked up. It also lets customers pay through the app and gives a time estimate of when the order will be ready. I didn't know that Facebook was doing this through the Messenger service, but I guess that's the new thing. Have you used Facebook Messenger to buy anything?
No, I wouldn't. I use Facebook Messenger to send, you know, annoying messages to you.
Yeah, you do a good job with that, too. Okay.
I know where you're probably going to go with this, but of course, ice cream.
Of course. Well,
but I've eaten food at Dairy Queen, as you know.
Yes, and
the
they've
past.
Actually got they've got some actually good products there. Well, speaking of coffee earlier, they're jumping on the coffee bandwagon too, and they're introducing coffee products nationwide in an attempt to allure millennial customers. The company will offer special prices for small iced coffees, blended frappes, and orange Julius fruit smoothies between the hours of 2 and 5 on weekdays after test markets found such offers could drive incremental sales transactions during that period. So Dairy Queen is now getting in the coffee business. I'm not stopping Dairy Queen to get coffee.
Can you please tell me, because I don't know who else's commercial. There's some commercial on TV now, and all they keep talking about is a frappe. What in God's name is a frappe?
I don't know. I always feel funny even saying it when I ordered it at McDonald's, a frappe. Isn't it the one with the whipped cream on top?
They put whipped cream on everything. I mean, in this country, they think that cappuccino gets chocolate and whipped cream on it. I want to know what a frappe is. I guess I'm so way behind the times.
Go check with staff we've got out there, that research staff that and crack staff, and see if they can find out what a true frappe is.
All right, I'm sending them a text message right now.
All right, check that out. All right, e-commerce is expected to make up as much as 10% of the overall food retail market within the next 10 years. According to the Food Institute Future of Food Retailing webinar. And currently e-commerce is growing at almost 10 times the annual growth rate of brick-and-mortar stores. This on numerous occasions on the show that everybody's getting lazy and everything's being delivered by Uber and drones and what have you. So e-commerce is the way to go for food too. Okay, early exposure to food may cut allergy risk for eggs, milk, and peanuts in children. Now, that's what the headline says. It sounds stupid, but according to a study by McMaster University, researchers found that earlier infants were exposed to a food, the less likely they were to develop an allergy. Giving a child eggs before the age of one is linked to reduced odds of sensitization to all three foods, reported Health Day magazine. So, there you go. Feed your kid eggs, milk,
okay,
and
I Googled frappe.
Yeah.
Or staff Googled frappe. And the first three entries I get are about some kind of stupid Android application. So there must be another. But yet, pictures of drinks. Wait. Okay, I just found one with the McDonald's cup.
Yeah, the McDonald's frappe. I know what that is. I don't know, Brian. Look at it. Get the staff to work on it. I got to keep reading. The Senate and the House have introduced bills to create standardized date labels for food. You'll like this, Brian, because it is confusing. The legislation would override state laws and regulations, eliminating the inconsistent usage of terms such as used by, sell by, best by, and expires on. So they're going to try to pass a bill to have one set of words that all companies have to use, because it does get confusing with all these different wording. So that's in Congress now being debated. Hey, your buddy's Aldi supermarket, that's one of your favorites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aldi's is remodeling 1,900 locations in the next 3 years. I didn't know they had that many locations. A new design.
We keep getting them here in Richmond. It's like they're growing like weeds.
Well, I've only been in one, but I didn't really like it, but the new design will feature products stacked on shelves rather than piled up in boxes, and a cafe area that will offer fair trade coffee. What the heck is that? Fresh smoothies and other chilled beverages. Aldi is responding to changing consumer tastes and hopes the new look will draw new customers in. So,
okay, I got the frappe answer.
All right, I couldn't wait.
It's like I came up with one that says the difference between a frappe and a milkshake. You know, so the frappe is kind of like a smoothie. When you said smoothie, I'm like, it makes sense. The frappe, the simplest frappe contains coffee, milk, sugar, and ice, which are blended together to make something that's kind of like a smoothie. So that's a frappe.
So
all right,
end the floppy
story.
All right. Now, you ever been to a Dave and Buster's restaurant?
Secretly, I've always wanted to, but no, we've never gone.
Well,
Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
Yeah, well, it's got arcade games and things. Alaska wasn't allowing Dave and Buster's to open in Alaska because it was classified as a place of gambling. But they've changed the law in Alaska now. The law clarifies that businesses with arcade-style games, which tokens can be redeemed for on-site toys and candy or claw machines used to grab items from a machine, are not considered gambling operations any longer. The bill will allow the chain to open a restaurant in Anchorage, Alaska. Well, thank God for that. All right.
Yeah.
One little quick ditty here. Private label products in grocery stores are becoming a big business, and now they're getting into increasingly high-end items and gourmet ingredients. And health-conscious shoppers are hunting for fresh produce and meat, and private label brands now need to keep ahead of consumer trends, and you'll see more and more gourmet style. Because back in the day, when you said private label, you thought of cheap knockoff type products, but not anymore. It's become a
Like the store brand.
Yeah, the store brand. Well, store brands have turned out to be they're made by the same big companies, but
exactly
a lot of them are better than what the big companies are putting out. And speaking of private label, Amazon is launching a number of private label products of its own, with food offerings including nuts, spices, tea, and coffee. Is there anything that these people at Amazon don't do?
Well, look, I mean, remember when the Kindle came out? That was an Amazon private label.
That's
you
true.
You couldn't buy Kindle anywhere else. It was
that's
an Amazon
true.
Product. It was linked to Amazon.
Well, now they're getting in nuts, spices, tea, and coffee. You'd be able to get Amazon private brand of that, too. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably getting the same stuff that's being made for Sam's and Costco and BJ's and all these other places.
All right, here's some good news.
It's still just the store brand.
Yes, it is. Here's some good news. A compound in certain fruits and vegetables may help prevent chronic inflammation. Do you have any inflammation problems, Brian? Researchers found.
Not that I'm going to admit to you.
Researchers found that polyphenols in foods such as onions, turmeric. Red grapes, yay. Green tea, and of course, acai berries help reduce inflammation associated with cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. And more good news, the pesticide glyphosate, which is in just about every pesticide that's out there. Now, I like what it says here. It says it's unlikely to cause cancer in people. It didn't say it won't cause cancer. It's unlikely to cause cancer in people. According to review by the UN and World Health Organization, researchers found that glyphosate is unlikely to pose a carcinogenic risk to humans exposed to it through food, and reaffirm an acceptable daily intake of up to 1 milligram of glyphosate for every kilogram of body weight. So there you go. Drink.
No, but
glyphosate.
I bet you if you spray a can of ant spray at yourself, you'll die.
All right, we got 4 minutes and we got three stories. We're doing good. Remember those So Good, and we talked about that a couple months ago, and people were making markets for the ugly produce. Well, Hannaford Brothers has launched a test to sell misshapen fruits and vegetables. And listen to the name they've given it, the Misfits. Wasn't that the name of the Misfit toys on that Rudolph and those reindeer? Well, they're going to have the Misfit fruits and vegetables in Hannaford. The products will be sold on average at 30% discount compared to traditional produce and will be tested in 14 stores. This is a way to get rid of their junk. But hey, people are buying.
They're gonna cart all these old vegetables clear across the country and let them get older and then try to sell them when they're 3 weeks old to someone in 14 locations.
Yep, those ugly brown bananas. Hey, they're Misfit now. You can get them for 30% off.
and when the trend catches on, they're gonna be 30% more.
Okay, now I am not a caviar guy. Never have liked it. Only had it once in my life, and that was enough for me. But do you like caviar?
On occasion.
Okay. Well, this is going to blow your mind.
Let's put it this way: I'm not going to spend money on it. But if someone serves it to me, yeah, I'll eat it.
Well, this is going to blow your mind. It blew mine. Uruguay is actually one of the big caviar suppliers of the world. Did not know that. But in 2019, the estimate is they're going to increase their output. Listen to this. Think about this now. 17 tons of caviar. Can you imagine how many fish eggs that is? 17 tons? Right now, well, in 2014, they were selling 7 tons. The production is going to be beefed up to 17 tons by 2019, and the producers are in talks with investors amid aims to triple their production and branch out to produce more expensive beluga caviar.
Mm-hmm. And think of the fact that they sell it by the gram.
I know.
Or ounce or whatever.
Wow. Okay, and last story with 1 minute, 40 seconds left. Consuming small amounts of Italian Grana Padano cheese. You ever heard of that? Grana Padano?
Yeah, I know what Grana Padano is.
All right, well, if you eat small amounts of that cheese, lower your blood pressure, according to researchers from the Guglielmo de Salicecito Hospital. The cheese was shown to contain peptide inhibiting blood pressure medication. So I've never had that cheese before. If I did, I didn't know it, but I guess it's good for you.
Okay, so this study was done at an Italian institution or hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what that is.
What?
This is, okay, folks all over the world, you must buy more Grana Padano.
That's what it is.
You know everything's about money.
Yes, it is. Follow the money, I know. And on that note, we're done. Brian, thank you for joining us, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. And Laurie should be back then. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend. Come back and see us in 2 weeks. We'll have more earth-shattering, amazing food stories for you. And speaking of cheese, let's play a Milk and a Cow song. We're out of here. See you, Brian.
Cheers.
Californian, but I've got some kinfolk on the Mason-Dixon line. So this summer, just for fun, hopped in my DeLorean and headed for my uncle's farm for a short time. I thought that I would be hunting and fishing. I misunderstood him somehow.
a cow. I wasn't in FFA. This chemist thinks I'm crazy. A thunder in this way. I'm sitting here pulling, but there ain't nothing coming out. Oh, D-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow? All make fun of me. Can't haul much hay in a tiny sports car. So I got myself a four-wheel drive. Learned to spotlight deer at night. And I've got shearing sheep right down to an R. One thing's for sure, I hate shoveling manure. It gets all over my overalls. Them horses need shoeing. I hear Bessie mooing. So I thought maybe I'd ask you all, how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow? I think it's safe to say a man could get arrested for this in L.A. This heifer must be empty, cause she ain't hooked now. Oh, me, I-I-O. Tell me, how do you milk a cow?
This song is absolute. Utter disaster. I hope I don't get mad cow disease.
How do you milk a cow? I no longer care. I'm getting sick and tired of smelling dairy air. I'm heading back to Cali and I'm turning in my plow. Oh, B-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow?
The end of the end, that's all, folks.